Les innovateurs en environnement ont été récompensés à la Clabiche le 5 avril dernier lors de la remise des Environmental Stewardship Awards de 2024. Les prix remis par le département environnemental du comté de la Clabiche soulignent les efforts de la communauté dans trois catégories, individus, agriculture et jeunesse. Julia Chapka, coordonnatrice des services environnementaux, revient sur la réussite des gagnants.
Sand Springs Ranch for our agricultural award. They do a lot of rotational grazing. They have an off-site waterer to ensure their cattle aren't damaging any natural water bodies. And they do a lot of manure spreading, nitrogen fixation. So those are the kind of things that we look for our agricultural awards. And then our individual was nominated for her involvement in gardening is also a thing we look at for individuals, because as mentioned, we do value that as a stewardship practice.
L'école Plamondon School s'est démarquée dans la catégorie jeunesse.
Winner for the youth category was the École Plamondon School Gardening Club. So it was basically ran by two high school girls, and they really had a green thumb. They wanted to beautify the front of the school, and our internal team felt that that was a great initiative, and they were the winners of the award.
Madame Chapka explique que les gagnants ont été sélectionnés parmi les personnes nommées par la communauté. Un jury interne a choisi les trois gagnants selon des critères bien précis.
One would be the scope of the project, like how the size of the project as well. It doesn't have to be a specific project. It can just be cumulative actions as well, especially for individuals. So scope, size, innovation, if it's, for example, if a business has a new innovative recycling idea, we would take that into consideration as well as future impacts of the project.
Les nominations sont maintenant ouvertes pour la prochaine cérémonie qui soulignera les efforts de la communauté en 2025. Madame Chapka explique que la sélection sera légèrement différente alors que les nominations resteront ouvertes plus longtemps.
This year we're not placing a set deadline as we usually do a deadline of May 1st, but we have noticed over the years that some people put in applications later in the year. So what we'll be doing is just keeping nominations open until we have enough for each category for the voting process.
Elle invite maintenant la communauté à nommer leur entourage.
And the winners of each of those categories do get $500 and a certificate to display.
Les récipiendaires de 2025 seront dévoilés lors d'une cérémonie en avril 2026. Camille Dany, Boreal FM pour l'IGL.